Sri Isha Upanishad, Mantra 15. Hiranmayena patrena satyasya pihitang mukham tatvang bhushan napavrinu satya dharmaya drishtaye. O my Lord, sustainer of all that lives, your real face is covered by your dazzling effulgence. Kindly remove that covering and exhibit yourself to your pure devotee. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord explains his personal rays, Brahma Jyoti, the dazzling effulgence of his personal form, in this way. Brahmanohi pratishtaham mamritasya vayasya cha shasvatasya cha dharmasya sukasya kantikasya cha. I am the basis of impersonal Brahman, which is immortal, imperishable, and eternal, and the constitutional position of ultimate happiness. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan are three aspects of the same absolute truth. Brahman is the aspect most easily perceived by the beginner. Paramatma, the Supersoul, is realized by those who have further progressed. And Bhagavan realization is the ultimate realization of absolute truth. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna says that he is the ultimate concept of the absolute truth. Mattak paratarang nanyat. Therefore, Krishna is the source of Brahma Jyoti, as well as the all-pervading Paramatma. Later in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna further explains. Apapha bahunaitena king yatena tavarjuna vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam ekangshena stito jagat. O Arjuna, what need is there for all this detailed knowledge? But with a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Thus, by his one plenary expansion, the all-pervading Paramatma, the Lord, maintains the complete material cosmic creation. He also maintains all manifestations in the spiritual world. Therefore, in this Shruti Mantra of Sri Isha Upanishad, the Lord is addressed as Bhushan, ultimate maintainer. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is always filled with transcendental bliss. Anandamayo Vyasat. When he was present at Vrindavan in India 5,000 years ago, he always remained in transcendental bliss, even from the beginning of his childhood pastimes. The killings of various demons, such as Agha, Baka, Putana, Pralamba, were but pleasure excursions for him. In his village of Vrindavan, he enjoyed himself with his mother, Yashoda, brother, Balaram, and cowherd boyfriends. And when he played the role of a naughty butter thief, all of his associates enjoyed celestial bliss by his stealing. The Lord's fame as a butter thief is not reproachable, for by stealing butter, the Lord gave pleasure to his pure devotees. Everything the Lord did in Vrindavan was for the pleasure of his associates there. The Lord created these pastimes just to attract the dry speculators and the acrobats of the so-called Hatha Yoga system who wish to find the absolute truth. Of the childhood play between the Lord and his playmates, the cowherd boys, Shukadeva Goswami says in Srimad Bhagavatam, Itang satang brahma sakhan bhutya dasyang gatanam paradaivatena mayasvitanang dhanadayakena sakang raju krita punya punja. The personality of Godhead, who is perceived as impersonal blissful Brahman by the jnanis, who is worshipped as the Supreme Lord by devotees in the mood of servitorship, and who is considered an ordinary human being by mundane people, this personality of Godhead played with the cowherder boys who had attained their position after accumulating many pious activities. Thus, the Lord is always engaged in transcendental loving activities with his spiritual associates in various relationships. Shanta, neutrality. Dasya, servitorship. Sakya, friendship. Vatsalya, parental affection. Madhuya, conjugal love. Since it is said that Lord Krishna never leaves Vrindavana Dham, one may ask how he manages the affairs of the creation. This is answered in Bhagavad Gita, in the 13th chapter, where it is stated that the Lord pervades the entire material creation by his plenary part known as Paramatma or Supersoul. Although the Lord personally has nothing to do with material creation, maintenance and destruction, he causes all these things to be done by his plenary expansion, the Paramatma. Every living entity is known as Atma or Soul, and the principal Atma, who controls them all, is Paramatma, Supersoul. This system of God realization is a great science. The materialistic Sankhya yogis can only analyze and meditate on the 24 factors of the material creation, for they have very little information of the Purusha, Lord. And the impersonal transcendentalists are simply bewildered by the glaring effulgence of Brahma Jyoti. But if one wants to see the absolute truth in full, one must penetrate beyond the 24 elements and beyond the glaring effulgence as well. Sri Ishopanishad points towards this direction, praying for the removal of the Hiranmaya Patra, or the dazzling covering of the Lord. Unless this covering is removed so that one can perceive the real face of the personality of Godhead, factual realization of the absolute truth can never be achieved. The Paramatma feature of the personality of Godhead is one of three plenary expansions or Vishnu tattvas, collectively known as Purusha avatars. One of these Vishnu tattvas, who is within the universe is known as Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. He is the Vishnu among the three principal deities, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. And he is the all-pervading Paramatma in each and every individual living entity. The second Vishnu Tattva within the universe is Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, the collective Supersoul of all living entities. And beyond these two is Karanadakshayi Vishnu, who lies in the causal ocean. He is the creator of all universes. The yoga system teaches the Stirya student to meet the Vishnu Tattvas after going beyond the 24 material elements of the cosmic creation. The culture of empiric philosophy helps one realize the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, which is the glaring effulgence of the transcendental body of Lord Sri Krishna. That the Brahma Jyoti is Krishna's effulgence is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita as well as in Brahma Sanghita. Yasya prabha pravato jagat andakoti kotish vashesha vasudadi vibhuti binnam tad brahma nishkala mananta mashesha bhutam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. In the millions and millions of universes, there are innumerable planets, and each and every one of them is different from the others by its cosmic constitution. All of these planets are situated in a corner of the Brahma Jyoti. This Brahma Jyoti is but the personal rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, whom I worship. This mantra from Brahma Samhita is spoken from the platform of factual realization of the Absolute Truth, and the Shruti mantra of Sri Ishopanishad under discussion confirms this mantra as a process of realization. The Ishopanishad mantra is a simple prayer to the Lord to remove the Brahma Jyoti so that one can see his real face. The Brahma Jyoti effulgence is described in detail in several mantras of the Mundaka Upanishad. Hiranmaye pare koshe virajang brahmanishkalam tachchubrang jyotishang jyotis tadyad atma vido vidu Natattar Suryo Bhati Nachandra Tarakam Nema Vidyutto Bhanti Kutto Yamagni Tameva Bhantam Anubhati Sarvang Tasya Bhasha Sarvamidang Vibhati Brahmai Vedam Amritang Purastad Brahma Paschad Brahma Dakshinatash Chotarena Adash Chordvang Sa Parshtang Brahmai Vedam Vishvamidang Varishtam. In the spiritual realm, beyond the material covering, is the unlimited Brahman effulgence, which is free from material contamination. That effulgent white light is understood by transcendentalists to be the light of all lights. in that realm. There is no need of sunshine, moonshine, fire, nor electricity required for illumination. Indeed, whatever illumination appears in the material world is only a reflection of that supreme illumination. That Brahman is in front and in back, in the north, south, and west, and overhead and below. In other words, that supreme Brahman effulgence spreads throughout both material and spiritual skies. Perfect knowledge means knowing Krishna as the root of this Brahman effulgence. This knowledge can be gained from such scriptures as Srimad Bhagavatam, which perfectly elaborates the science of Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the author, Srila Vyasadeva, has established that one will describe the Supreme Truth as Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan, according to one's realization of Him. Srila Vyasadeva never states that the Supreme Truth is a jiva, or ordinary living entity. The living entity should never be considered the all-powerful Supreme Truth. If the living entity were the Supreme, one would not need to pray to the Lord to remove His dazzling cover so that the living entity could see His real face. The conclusion is that one who has no knowledge of the potencies of the Supreme Truth will realize impersonal Brahman. Similarly, when one realizes the material potencies of the Lord, but has little or no information of spiritual potencies, then one attains Paramatma realization. Thus, both Brahman and Paramatma realization of the Absolute Truth are partial realizations. However, when one realizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, in full potency, after the removal of the Hiranmaya Patra, one realizes Vasudeva Sarvam Iti. In other words, Lord Krishna, who is known as Vasudeva, is everything. He is Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan, the root, and Brahman and Paramatma are His branches. In Bhagavad Gita, there is a comparative analysis of the three types of transcendentalists: worshippers of impersonal Brahman or jnanis, worshippers of Paramatma, yogis, and devotees of Lord Sri Krishna, who are known as bhaktas. It is stated that the jnanis, or those who have cultivated Vedic knowledge, are better than ordinary fruit of workers, and that the yogis are still greater than the jnanis, and that among all yogis, those who constantly serve the Lord with all their energies are the topmost. In summary, a philosopher is better than a laboring man, a mystic is superior to a philosopher, and of all the mystic yogis, one who follows bhakti yoga, constantly engaging in the service of the Lord, is the highest. Sri Ishopanishad directs us towards this perfection.